You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Rocktober is ending. Emergency, emergency, emergency. Rocktober is ending. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 112. Emergency, emergency. Rocktober is ending. That's right, this is the fifth and final episode for Rocktober 2010 here on Erk FM. Erk FM is my music podcast that comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday, playing a variety of music from across the world, independent and pod safe music and unsigned music for the win. Of course, this month during Rocktober, we have been featuring rock and metal bands. And next week, we are going to redress the balance with No Rockvember. But until then, let's hear from our first band, who are called Downside. And Downside, let me tell you a little bit about them, shall I? Their debut album is out now, and it's self-titled, called Power Slide. And yes, Power Slide. Come to us from Juice Management and Promotion, like many of our bands do. Downside. They are a metal band from Sheffield, almost Dave and Caroline territory, from the Bugcast. Their influences include Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down, Cypress Hill, Slayer, Pantera, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Machine Head, and a lot more. Despite that, and despite calling themselves a metal band, they describe themselves as an electric mix of metal, electro, dubstep, grime, trance, and drum and bass. They have a very unique take on hard music, with their tracks mixing up a whole mess of influences while keeping it nice and heavy. So let's have a listen to Downside from Sheffield. Thanks, Matt Stevens.
Yo. Check, check, check. Okay then. Yo, check man, listen. I'm not looking to speak on behalf of everybody that sat there in the dark, but just give me one mic, one moment, and let me spit this track from my heart. Cause I don't wanna be the guy that had it, better still, I don't wanna say I never tried. She said, what do you wanna achieve in life? If I never said music, then I lied. There's no turning back, I'm too long on it. It's too late to switch my mind, so on it. We're so sick for this, we are so vomit. It's not just the name, I want more from it. Cause I believe it, gotta achieve it. Opportunity when the more than sees it. It's only one life that I live, I'm looking for the price. That's what I'm on. Doing this thing, this about what my mom tells me about all the negative things in it. Getting for the best, all I wanna do is win it. I've got somewhere that I don't wanna waste. Show that I'm not just another black face. I just wanna be a star, create my own space, and maybe one day get chosen for bits. I'm looking to push this thing so far up to the sky. I'm not looking to stop, and it made me more determined when GT died. And that made me definitely realize how much I wanna do it this way. I still feel the same to this day. You want this shit, I'm doing it this way. Came into the game, sweet like Mars. First dropped him on my beats and bars. Touching the bench, come on.
from Horizon, and you're listening to IRC FM.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
The dent in our final conversation. I don't know about the crack in your head called salvation. I wanna save the world. I wanna save the world. Just wanna save the world, but I've got no application. I wanna save the world. Just wanna save the world. I wanna save the world, but I've got no destination. Times like a job, real fabricators. No, I won't get up telling you, showed me what I pay for. Mary, Mary, too contrary, what you gonna do? Wouldn't if you could stop and trade. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain, and you're listening to Oak FM. You can find my music at www.jordanrain.com.
Thank you, Jordan. That was Jordan Rain, and she was the subject of this week's interview on Oak FM. If you are subscribed via iTunes or RSS or anywhere else, you will get those interviews automatically on a Tuesday when they happen. This week's interview was Jordan Rain, who you just heard there, and she hates to be called a singer-songwriter. You'll find out why during the interview. You'll also find out about performing gigs on live online, live. You'll also find out about what part of her online body does she know about the best, and also finally find out what industrial music is. And so that's cool. And we also have recorded another interview that will be coming out in a couple of weeks with these guys.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
Urk FM!
Yeah, that was a rather cool interview I recorded with Foundry Road this week. And so you can find them myspace.com/Foundry Road. But before that, we heard a couple of songs from Horizon, I Will Be King, and before that, I Want to Save the World. And if you go to the interview section of urkfm.com, you'll find where I interviewed Lee Bradshaw, who is the main dude behind Horizon, and find out all about how he performs his music and his inspirations and how he composes music and the like. I thought I'd have Horizon back because they haven't been on for a while. And they are an Australian band, of course, and we have to support the Australian bands, don't we?
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that. It could be dance. At awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net. And of course, yes, you can support the Australian guys. Insomnia Radio Australia episode number 8 is out now. Speaking of out now, we have another song. And we've played these guys before, but I thought I'd give them another play. And this is their harder song. This is Triangle Exception. And Triangle Exception is composed of the duo of Doug Darrell and Steve Wambach. Their musical style often resists categorization as it morphs from one genre to another, incorporating elements of jazz, pop, classic progressive rock, which is what we're interested in this month, and plain old experimentation. Currently, Darrell lives in Landenburg, Philadelphia. And Steve lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. They cross paths at various times while growing up in Delaware, most frequently on the campus of the University of Delaware. But it wasn't until their reconnection in the fall of 2006 via email that they started discussing and sharing their past musical exploits. And in February of 2007, although rusty after long hiatuses from recording, they decided to take part in the RPM Challenge. This annual event that Sean Owen Jen from Gemini Dragon know very well challenges participants to create from scratch a complete album in the month of February. Through their collaboration or through email and a couple of phone calls, they produced what would become about 30 minutes worth of their independent debut release, Cheesesteak Walleye. Two more full-length releases and several singles later, they continue their collaboration across the digital plane. Their music is available at many outlets, including CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. And thank you to Doug for getting that bio to me. He actually heard my mum, Judy, on one of her music shows talk about bands without bios, and then that reminded him that he had to get a new bio to me, so that was cool. Thank you, Doug. And we're going to hear from Triangle Exception. That is a rather cool name, by the way. And we're going to hear this song called Flitted Felicity. You're listening to Irk FM.
Thank you. look up and give a scratch to my head. I give up and let these things fall down like rocks and stones and have a frown. What's up? Was it you or I got here in the first place? So drink up, let us drown our sorrows and never come up. Or a friend that's a lie, so drink up.
That was the Paper Scissors with Lung Sum, their new song. And by the time that you are hearing this, I will be actually seeing these guys perform live in Sydney, which is rather, rather cool indeed. They kicked off in 2007. They launched into the Australian music scene with the punchy song called We Don't Walk. That song soon became nationally known as the backdrop to the popular Unwired ad, as well as being featured on Underbelly, the crime drama that many, many Australians know and love. And they are quite cool as well. That was the Paper Scissors, now available on iTunes, YouTube and the usual places. They're another Sydney band. And they indeed can also be heard on the latest episode of Insomnia Radio Australia. Prior to that, we heard from A Family of Strangers. A Family of Strangers is the new hard-hitting project for Glenn Esmond from The Butterfly Effect. During the downtimes between writing records with The Butterfly Effect, Glenn was constantly coming up with different music ideas that never seemed to fit within the context of what the band was trying to create collectively. A Family of Strangers became the perfect vehicle for those unruly songs. And so they have a selection of people behind Glenn to form A Family of Strangers. And they're heading out on the road around Australia in November to introduce the project to everyone and to support the forthcoming EP. And so that was A Family of Strangers. They're for fans of Smashing Pumpkins, Jimmy Eat World, The Butterfly Effect, strange that, and also the Foo Fighters. And so that was rather cool. So let us continue with this episode of Irk FM. For the last episode of Rocktober, I thought I'd just wind things down, just bring things back a notch. I was talking to Judy during the week, who's my mum and also the host of Judy's Blast FM, and also she is the host of Blast from the Past as well on Saturdays. On last week's show, the metal show of Rocktober, I advised her to switch her iPod down, to turn her iPod down. I said to most people to crank theirs to 11. I suggested that she might have wanted to switch hers down to 6.5. She did. It was still a bit hard. So I think she said she went down to about 3.5. So I dare say that some of the tunes on this week's episode, maybe more her speed. She's not really a metalhead, and you can't really blame her. So let's hear from our next act. From Zurich in Switzerland, this is Newell. And Newell's on vocals and guitar, Steve on guitar, Tom on bass, and Eddie on drums. He let his songs speak for themselves, reminiscent of 70s Britpop and rock, but still with both feet firmly planted in the present. We're talking about Newell, a young singer-songwriter with great potential and with a voice that was made for delicate pop anthems. And so, let's see if this is true. I'm sure it is. So we're going to go from Australia and we're going to go, wow, that's a long trip, over to Switzerland. And I might find out exactly next year how long that trip actually is. This is Newell with Follow Me.
Thoughts are clear. There's a thing I wanna tell you, my dear, but I don't know how. This road is still much long. Can stay here where I don't belong, but it just don't know how. I wish that you would come with me. Back at the drop of a hat, you're the sweetest girl I ever had. But if I stay, I'll be down, and if I go, you'll be hurt. We cannot have one without the other. Oh,
Mummy? Yes, dear? Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
To Urk FM.
I'm the grand creator. Now that we don't have your karma, oh, dragging us down.
That was Hollywood Tramp. Yes, indeed. Hollywood Tramp with their song, Now That You're Gone. And Hollywood Tramp, you'd think they would come to us from Hollywood, wouldn't you? Well, not necessarily. Hollywood Tramp are four young musicians with a desire to create music that takes the familiar and yet through musical alchemy turn it into something new. Close friends, the band have come together over 10 years for a love of music and through mutual friends, and have been together in their present form since August 2009. Hollywood Tramp draw influences from all spheres of music that is reflected in the playing style of each member. However, the band pride themselves on their very own breed of anthemic, that's a good word, that's almost as good as pianist, punk, funk, rock, which they affectionately refer to as spaceship funk. And so that was Hollywood Tramp. Before Hollywood Tramp, we heard from Remember September. Although very shortly, I'll be asking you to remember October and mention Rocktober. They're from Connecticut's Remember September. They've been together for 4 years and they've seen their grassroots effort to blossom from playing exclusively at local clubs around New York City to performing around at much larger venues with several legendary acts including Chicago, 38 Special, Average White Band, The Spin Doctors, Randy Travis and several others. They have developed an ever-growing reputation as a quality original band that appeals to a large cross-section of musical tastes. And that was Remember September with their song Better This Way. Now we're going to end Rocktober now. I hope you've enjoyed the ride. This is the Montez, and they have a great song to finish up with. The song is going to be called Exit the System, and we will be exiting the system of Rocktober. They are touring throughout November and December throughout Australia. Mainly in New South Wales, Newcastle and Sydney. One gig that I can see in Melbourne and one in Queensland. They are indie scenesters from Australia. Their debut record was produced by the same man who produced the Birds of Tokyo, who were having great success at the moment as well. The first single, Exit the System, which you're about to hear, is now available, released in September, with their EP to be released February 2011. And believe it or not, yes, I have already started to think towards 2011 already. So, I'll be back to wrap things up, but we're going to exit Rocktober as far as Urk FM is concerned with the Montez, with this song, Exit the System.
To live, he won't seem to give.
It's rocking end there for Rocktober. Hope you enjoyed it, and it was certainly a lot of fun to put together. And despite what Judy might say, there was a wide selection of rock. Some of it, especially at the beginning of some of the songs, didn't necessarily sound like rock. But then again, there's more than one type of rock, isn't there? And I hope that everyone had fun listening to it. So, wow, let's go back a step. Or a few steps, actually. Remember the start of Rocktober? Seems like such a long time ago. So here are our Rocktober acts. Cody Scott, Kartika, Kelly Green, Imagine Dragon, Sound of Surrender, The Public Good, Crazy Mary, Show Me the Skyline, Megaphone, The Nardars. Oh yes, one of Justin Wayne's favourites. Icky's Ego, 10 Year Vamp, Ironwood Rain, The On Fires, Emerald, Itura, Roush, Emmett Swimming, The Band Split, Johnny DeMarco, Mike Stout, Second Dan, and still we speed through Rocktober. No Justice, Abnormal, The Collective, Kurt Dharma, The Wind Up Dolls, Michael Lee, Scene, Patriot Rebel, Michael Winther, Lost City Radio, The Night Vision, The Tone Poets in Bedford, and still we go on to last week's metal show. Snake, Titty Bingo, and I just found out as I'm recording this that I didn't blow up Randy's speakers, although he's feeling a little bit deaf after last week's episode. Hi, Randy. And we also heard from Evil Scarecrow, Wildski, Subanines, Free State, The Vein, Dasmanel, Abnormal again, Amodus, and of course, Foundry Road. And this week we have heard from Downslide, Horizon, Triangle Exception, A Family of Strangers, The Paper Scissors, Newell, Remember September, Hollywood Tramp, and The Montez. Thank you to Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, Grit PR, and Heaps of Flash for those songs. And thank you as always to also Aerial Publicity, who do a lot for PodSafe and independent artists. Next week we are going to go into No Rockvember. That's right, No Rockvember. But before we go, mention a couple of the artists that we had on Blast from the Past, where we sort of unofficially took up Rockvember. We heard from Dave Evans, and we also heard from Foundry Road. Yes, we heard from Foundry Road, Leanne Kingwell, and the Ivory Tower Project. And tomorrow, Judy's got something special. Let's just say that Rocktober is out forever. That's a bit of a vague hint for you. Our bed music and the current theme of Urk FM is Burning Bandstands by Matt Stevens. All the music on Urk FM is supplied directly by the artists, all with permission, with agreements with various content and music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license and is registered in Australia. For more information about Urk FM, go to urkfm.com. Find out about the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Until next time, I will see you in No Rockvember. I'm Urk, signing out from Rocktober. Until next time, good night, everyone. And Rocktober is done.